Do it. Do it.
There.
Here comes the drop.
Snake arms.
Oh, yes. I feel like I should have a veil.
This does not sound like Sanskrit. That sounds Arabic music more than anything.
That's still that part of the world, though. That should have a belly dancing skirt on at this point.
Shimmies.
We're going to go back to that short.
Okay, now the music gets horrible.
It took a turn for worse.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning,
good
because
morning.
It is a Sunday morning here in lovely Los Angeles, California. This is the Skein After Skein podcast, episode number 21 with Michelle and Eve,
and
also
Bailey.
Bailey, also known as Photo Spice and Pandora 7.
I'm waving.
Waving at them is not going to do anything.
I'm waving.
So, yes, Sunday morning. How are you?
Dude. Way too much wine, way too much whiskey.
I was going to do laundry this morning and now I have to record a podcast.
My friend Karina and I and her husband, well, he didn't do much wine drinking. He was drinking beers. We put down like 2 bottles of red and like then the 3 of us put down like 2 rounds of whiskey. And I remember him saying, the night's young, it was like 6:30. And then next thing you know, he's like, yeah, it's like 11:45. I'm like, what?
How did you get home?
Oh, I sobered up. I sat around for a while and drank a lot of water. No, I don't drive drunk. I totally sobered up. But, oh my God, like, we're both sitting here, no makeup. Like, I looked at Eve when she came. I'm like, hey, I put on a bra for you.
Yeah, I did too, man. I had to leave the house.
I know. You almost got a sports bra. I'm like, I'm not going to do that to her. No makeup. I didn't take my hair down. I just put on a hat.
I did brush my hair this morning.
Well, I'm going to the hockey, so I got to look good for that later. So.
So did you do anything exciting the last couple of weeks?
I went to a funeral.
Okay. Which normally is not that exciting.
But with my family, totally is. It was a very, I'm not going to go into the whole how my family member passed because it was very violent. If you live in the Las Vegas area, you may have seen it on television because it was that horrible. But the funeral, there was a fight at the funeral that spilled from the chapel into the parking lot, into the street.
That's so classy, starting a fight in the chapel.
Hey, come on. If you've killed someone and your family or the person who killed the other person and you showed up to the funeral, when they ask you to leave, maybe you should get the hell out.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this is my ghetto neighbors. Oh. This is more ghetto-ness.
Nice. Where am I?
The hood is like, and that's the thing, I live in a nice neighborhood. Sam's my neighbor.
Right? It's actually...
It's Sunday morning and they're playing rap music all out. Come on.
Yeah, it's not a bad neighborhood except for the neighbors.
Like, I was walking Bailey this morning who wants another garbanzo bean and I saw my neighbor Brandy coming home. At like 8:30, 8:45.
Walk of shame.
I don't know what she's doing and where she's coming from that she needs to be coming home from the bus stop at 8:45 in the morning.
Maybe she has a nighttime job.
That may be it too. I wouldn't be surprised because she does do counseling and she may be doing something at a house. But yeah, like, dude.
But if you have a nighttime job, wouldn't you like use a car?
That's a whole situation next door.
Okay.
See, you with your logical thinking.
Yeah, that's just...
Too early for that shit.
So I went to a concert last week, which just totally blew my mind. It was fantastic. And I just still have a hard time calling this a concert. I like EDM, electronic dance music, the whole trance and that. Yeah, hours and hours of just boom, 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 the beat, you know?
Like 10 minutes and I'm like, I'm out.
I love it. It was
I like it, but I get to be migraines.
It was super loud. It was so loud that I actually had to put in earplugs at times because I thought my ears started bleeding. It was so loud. I was like, oh my God, am I getting older? Is this really
I've been
loud?
To shows like that.
It was loud. The laser show was spectacular at some point. I was just standing there staring at these lasers blasting at me. And I was like, wow, this is like It was an experience. You know?
And you did this sober and not high?
Yeah, I know. I was like, no wonder all these people take all these drugs to experience it, because it's just like, it's just mind-blowing. You know?
It's even more mind-blowing when you're high.
Absolutely loved the Tiesto. Like one of the top.
This was last weekend?
That was last weekend. It was great. And then yesterday we went to see a play. Boy, in a little theater.
That's not a good review.
Opening night is Saturday. And we went on Friday. Sorry, Friday we went for the preview.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama something. I even forgot the name. It's funny. The preview said, two men meet late at night in a graveyard and all skeletons come out of the closet and stuff. Is, you know, and they have to deal with the past and the whole concept of life and death, you know.
Very so Wayne for Godot.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what that's going to be. But, you know, it might be interesting. Let's go see it. And I'm thinking maybe something like, you know, they find out, you know.
It's very Waiting for Godot minus the cemetery car. They were sitting in the park.
Well, no, but listen to the twist of this. I'm thinking, you know, I'm going in there. I'm thinking, well, they're probably going to find out, you know, they're related to each other or the parents or somebody else or something
right.
like that, you know, because you're dealing with the skeletons from the past. All some crap comes up. It was the whole play was about child rape and molestation.
I knew it.
And I was like,
I figured it was that or homosexuality.
Oh, no, I find it horrible, children of who go through victims of child abuse, you know, I mean, horrible, but I did not want
see
to
coming.
See that in a play
yeah.
that I'll go to, so I was just like, and Ashley was sitting next to me, and he was like, I was like, great, that I dragged him there.
Oh, no. Hey, they can all be hits.
And then what was worse, even one of the actors, it was really good, but the others, they sort of just sounded like it came straight out of the Santa Monica Promenade or something. It's like you're playing in Alabama and Kentucky and you're sounding like you're walking down
really?
Santa Monica. You know, it's just...
Bailey.
Eee.
Yeah, that's not good.
And what else has been happening? Stitches West. But I didn't go there.
Neither did I.
But I saw Elle and I went yesterday to one of our knitting groups and she had a whole stash of stuff.
Oh, shit.
Good stuff. Nice. I'm like, oh, maybe we should go there some...
We should go. Everyone talks about it with high regard. We should go.
So much fun. Anyhow, shall we talk about works in progress? How many elephants?
Well, before we do works in progress.
All right.
Because my goal was to finish my sweater. And you know what? That sweater needs to sit in the corner and be patient. Okay?
Oh, no!
Yes. But I had mental goals of what sewing I wanted to do,
okay.
and I smashed the shit out of those goals.
Hey, sewing is good. Show it.
The sewing machine cover.
Very nice. What sewing machine is it covering up?
It's my old school, my Kenmore.
Oh,
because for those of you that don't know.
Do tell that story, because I am outraged.
Shit.
It's not funny. I think this is just so wrong.
So we're going to do... FOs first,
outrage.
Okay?
No, tell your story.
Well,
about
my
the
story starts
machine.
With the FO. So I was working on some bags a couple weeks, last weekend, because I wanted to make you a bag, so I did.
Oh, my God.
But I made my bag first, okay?
Oh,
and as
God.
I'm working on this bag.
Wow.
Hold on, before you get excited, but as I'm working on my bag, my $450 sewing machine stops working.
What?
My $450
sewing machine. Oh, the
brother one,
right? Yes. Okay.
$450 sewing machine stops working a month and change outside of its warranty.
Right. How long is the warranty? A year?
A year. The standard warranty is a year. And then some of the items are covered for life. But, like, I think it's circuit boards may or may not. Okay. No. Don't get excited. Listen.
I'm excited at the back. That's mine?
Yes, that one's yours.
Yeah.
That is your
paid
for.
You
are now done.
That is so awesome. Okay. I got to post a picture of this. I just got the most awesome... little box
bag,
in blue and green, which is
with
really
no
cool.
guts. God, I walked all over Michael's trying to find you fucking material that you would like.
I like this is cool too.
No, I love that one. That one's fine. It's
no,
not
I'm happy with this.
Working. So I was like, maybe it's overheated because I had it on and I was working on it, not working on it. Da da da. It just won't work. I have 3 speeds on my sewing machine. The top 2 speeds won't work. It starts to do a stitch, the whole needle thing starts to shake, and then it stops, and then sometimes it gives me an error 6, which is a thread in the motor. Well, why is my needle shaking?
Okay.
Oh, God. So I call the brothers, the closest brothers, repair shop,
And I'm talking to the guy, and I was like, what's your, you know, service fee, da da da. He's like, oh, the standard service is $169, and we do that regardless. So you're going to have to put out $169. He goes, and then you have to pay, you know, if there's any problems, you have to pay for parts. You know, I'm sure there's a labor attached to it, because I know that's how Sears does theirs. And he goes, and then we just tell you when to come pick it up, and you pay for it when it's done. And I'm like, can I just tell you my problem? So I told him the kind of machine I had. I told him what was going on. He goes, yeah, that machine has a lot of problems. He goes, buy a new machine. Straight up. He was like, buy. He's like, I'm not saying that because I sell them. He goes, you're going to consistently have problems with that machine. But you need
is it just that one model that you have?
He
or
says,
is it because,
well,
because I remember I have the cousin of yours that's like a model
and
earlier or so.
He made shit about, he was like, you know, the models that people are buying from Walmart and Sears and da-da-da, they don't last. I'm thinking, she's had her model longer than I. She's probably done more stuff than
I've had mine for now, like a couple of years.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know why I bought mine? Is because my friend Natalie has the one that's one model before me.
Okay.
And her mother is a professional seamstress who works all the time. And she recommended that because it's good for beginner, but it will get you way
through, yeah,
into... until you get really advanced, then you'll need something else.
A Bernina.
But, yeah.
Or Husqvarna.
But she... She had hers for even longer than I had, and no problem.
I've had this for 12 years. My Kenmore.
Right.
Kenmore.
Kenmore refrigerators, right?
The only thing it doesn't do is the reverse doesn't work anymore, but that was 10 years in the reverse
right.
not working. I'm going to take it to Sears and pay the $69 an hour because I need at least one working machine at all times and have them fix that because this is my backup machine and my first personal one, so
right.
I'll get this one fixed. I'll just pay for it down the line. And... so I'm telling my dad, I go, you know what? I should have never left Singer. I know Singer had issues for the past couple of years, but they seem to be doing better. And it's still Singer. I don't care who, you know, I could still take it to Sears and be like, I
right.
need to fix my Singer because they'll, you know, they'll do it. And I go, I should, you know, I was looking at the Singer on Amazon and it's they want $169 minimum to fix the brothers. It's the machine on the Singer that I want, which is a little bit more stitches, has a little bit more bells and whistles than the one I have, is on sale for $169. I go, you know what?
You might as well just get the new one, you know, and get the Singer.
I'm telling my dad this. He goes, really? He goes, so the one you want's $169? I go, yeah. He goes, where are you getting it through? I go, I'll go to Amazon and have my friend Juco order for me so I have to pay for shipping and I'll get it in 2 days.
Right.
He goes, that's fine. I'll buy it for you.
How nice. Can I be adopted by him?
So he's going to give me the cash for it so I can give it to Juco. She ordered it yesterday for me.
Nice.
So it should be here like around Tuesday.
Oh, nice. Good for you. I'm just outraged about these charges and about the machine not lasting more than a year. This is ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't matter. The thing is...
Eve, he called it disposable. It's a $450 machine.
But
he
the thing is, even if you
almost
buy
cried.
Cheapy machines, if you sell cheapy machines and let people know that the expectant life of this is a year.
It's
you know,
a year,
because
a month outside your warranty.
Because if I know that my machine only going to last a year, I'm not going to buy a new one every year and spend. I just might as well just buy the good one, you know, but don't.
How mad would I have been if I bought a $450 machine full price?
Right.
And
no,
it crapped out on me. I'd have been so, so pissed.
Right.
So I cranked out the cover for this one before the order went in. Like, I almost finished
it. Do you have pictures of all the stuff you made? Because it's very beautiful.
Yes,
so you made that beautiful sewing machine cover.
Don't you love the fabric? It's the keep calm and carry on, but keep calm and press on. Keep calm and patch on. Keep on and snip on. Keep on and sew on.
It's pretty cool. It's
I was
very colorful.
I was going to do the whole thing in it. I was like, that's going to be a lot. So this is some material I had from a prior. You smell my breath? That's his new thing. He wants to smell my lips because you know
nice.
What I mean. But I used this material for a bag I made for Charlotte. And I was like, you know what? The colors kind of match
okay,
exactly.
Now I looked in that direction. Something else is peeking from behind.
Something else
made
me peeking.
That thing.
So I mean, I've been sewing my ass off despite
so she
my
made
sewing,
a sewing machine cover.
Which is
she
adorable.
Made a box zipper bag for me, which I'm going to put a picture up. She made one of the same kind for herself with orange polka dots, which is
on gray
pretty.
Material, which I love with gray inside.
And oh my god,
I haven't finished
Becky,
this one. I need
this
to finish
one is amazing.
One?
Is that my material? The one you gave me, and then I gave
no,
it back to you,
no.
And then why don't give that back to me? That material.
No, this is I went and bought this at Joanne's. It's like ridiculously.
Wow, it's a zipper bag again. It's not square. What is this shape?
Like, cosmetic bag shape.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's called. What is it called?
You lined it with canvas.
No, that's twill.
Okay.
It's the open wide zipper pouch.
Whoa!
I, this
open
is kind of, it's kind of a, it zips all the way up to me because I haven't cut the zipper. It kind of goes.
What are you gonna do with all these pouches?
Knit more shit.
We should open an Etsy store with all this.
Well,
rack,
what's funny
know?
Is Fat Squirrel just opened her Big Cartel shop, and she's the one that referred me to this pattern.
Oh.
I don't know if I should say that, but she did. I mean, it's not, it's all over Pinterest. Trust me, it's nothing.
Yeah,
new.
It's not like the,
she,
I mean, the pattern is out there.
Yeah, and I don't know if her bags are the same as this pattern, but I'd asked her. She had made a bag a long time ago, and I asked her about it. But now I feel bad saying that. But it's all over Pinterest. This is like, I'm sure she's not using this.
Just look at
it.
Our Pinterest, and there's a whole bunch of sewing patterns
so
on
much.
Both of our Pinterest pages. Oh my God, we should make some of these for prizes.
That's
for
the
cow.
So this, the, it
by the way,
one long
oh,
zipper, and then you cut it off,
and
then you put a little tab.
Right.
And so it's so cute. But the way you have, you construct this, I mean, look at how that ends at the end. It's really ingenious.
Is it difficult?
It's fiddly. The first part is fiddly the first time you do it. But once you, I have a zipper trick too, which is why my zipper's so long, to avoid some of the fiddliness. So once I did the first one, I already have, I cut out all my material. Like, I have my next bag, this has been up for a week. That's the next one, you know?
Nice.
And I have a shitload of zippers, so
I'm
yeah.
I'm so jealous. I don't have time for sewing.
Because you have a husband and a life. But I love that the twill on the inside is nice and neutral. It just makes it look fun. And I
clean.
Stole that from the Fast Girl, too. I was
very
like, twill.
Nice bags.
And if it was a softer material, it folds over like that and looks like a boxy.
I like this material. It's a little bit of heavy material.
It's a
like an outdoors material.
Clothes,
furniture,
upholstery, yeah.
Right?
And twill is pretty heavy.
I got a bag.
So these
excited.
Are my finished objects. This is basically finished.
I'm
gonna finish
put
this.
My Honey Boo Boo bag into the new bag.
You're gonna put a bag into the bag.
Sure, so I can use the new bag.
We'll just
see?
Put the project in the new bag.
Because I need, what am I going to do with the Honey Boo Boo bag? Oh, it has a little handle.
And you have a ducktail too. Mine doesn't. Ooh, I didn't do a great job on. See, this is why I do mine first and then I do the other one the second. Like yours has a tag on both ends.
That's awesomeness. Thank you so much. I very much
and
thrilled.
That is your paperwork.
I got four more to do.
But I do plan to make some of these as prizes for the Epic Cow Cow because at that size on Etsy, those things are like $35, $40 for that
right,
size.
Bags are expensive online.
And I, you know, I respect and love all the indie, what you call it?
Companies?
Yeah, but this is something I can do, clearly.
Right.
Something I can
and
do.
Some people can do it and they're willing to pay the price. And I think it's well worth
but
the price
Fat
because
Squirrel,
it's a lot of work that goes into
yeah.
this, you know?
But the Fat Squirrel, even she still, I mean, she makes her own bags and she buys bags. And it's like, yeah, I'm still going to buy bags. But it's just like, I saw this material when I was looking for yours. So originally, I was looking for Amy Butler and I just couldn't pick one for you. Because I just, you're so hard to shop for.
Right.
And you are. And then I saw that and I saw another one. Actually, I bought another one initially. And then I bought that one. Then
you're
I saw that one.
You're just using me as an excuse to buy more fabric.
No, I bought another fabric that was blue, green, and white. And I thought you would really like it. And I realized, I really like this. And then Charlotte started eyeballing it. And then I went shopping for interfacing. And I saw that one. And I was like, oh, no, she'll like that one better. And I had a zipper for it and everything. So I made you that one.
Can you give me links to all the patterns and we can
yep.
link them up? And can you give me pictures? Maybe after we record, we can take some
pictures
here and you know, and
I will
put them up
this.
On the website.
I made this, the sewing machine cover, super easy.
That's that pattern we talked about last week, right?
The crafty Gemini,
yeah,
the girl with the tattoos, yeah. Super, super easy. And the thing is...
Right! The crafty, what's her name?
Crafty Gemini.
Crafty Gemini. We're going to link to her. She has this sewing videos out there, and they're awesome. And what's really awesome, awesomer than the tutorials is that she has like tattoos on her hands,
yeah.
you know, because so kills the stereotype of old housewife's grandmother
sewing, yeah.
sewing. There she is with her tattoos, and it's like, okay, take your interfacing, you know. Like,
she quilts.
She quilts.
Yeah.
She does not have an English accent.
No, she does
just
not have an English
fell
accent.
Fell into here
but
for whatever reason.
But she, I saw this video, I happened to come across this video on YouTube somehow, and I saw this, I was like, that's what I want. I don't like the ones that just drape over and
right.
tie on the side.
No,
like,
this
dust
one is
comes
a square
in from
one.
Every, yeah.
Very nice.
It
we
looked like shit until you iron it.
Very sewing excited this week.
Yeah.
Did you finish anything knitting-wise?
I knit like 7 rows on my sweater.
All right. So that's a work in progress?
Maybe.
I love this bag. It's
okay,
so
you
cute.
Are forgiven. You do not have to run naked around the block because you did some massive sewing this week. That's just awesome.
This is where sometimes your projects have to wait patiently until you want to come back to them. And I went to Michael Levine's 2 weekends in a row. Joanne's.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't planning to go the second time, but my friend Tris was like, I want to buy material. Let's go. We're going downtown? All right, let's roll. It's not a problem.
All right.
Hi, sweetheart.
So, what have I done? Finished objects?
Yes.
I finished a granny green bag. I just had the handles left over, so I put them on, and it's done now.
It's so cute. Bailey sniffed it and gave it his sniff of approval.
Yes, two sniffs up.
Two sniffs up.
And I did finish the hat for my level 1 TKGA master's. I think everybody must be bored of their brains to hear about my master's knitting degree, because I'm getting bored with it too.
I just want to see what level 2 looks like.
God, it's an argyle sock or some crazy.
Yeah, but I
want to
see all the
like
stuff
that
you have to do.
And I...
Bailey.
Whatever. We'll talk about that in April at the earliest. And what am I working on? I'm working on the Skull Illusion scarf.
Oh.
You know the Skull, the Alien Illusion
mm-hmm.
a scarf that's in one of the
Stitch and
Bitch books?
Yeah.
There's a Skull Illusion, which I think would be perfect for my husband.
In your
and
head,
I
in your
have...
Bag.
Have done a little bit about whatever, couple inches. I don't see the Skull Illusion quite yet. I mean, here, but it's not. I can see it on the back better. See, you can see the skull here.
It almost looks off center. Is it off center? Because that's kind of cool.
No, yeah, it's off center and then it goes up and down, so they're not in the center of the scarf. But I'm just not seeing it. And when I look online, they look really cool.
You really have to look at it from. Yeah, look at it straight on this way.
I guess not doesn't look as good as the ones online, but I'm saying, you know, I'll give it like maybe a yard or so before I make my mind up. But I love this yarn. It's the Knit Picks Comfy Worsted.
Ooh.
Which is cotton acrylic. 75 cotton, 25
Ooh.
Acrylic, but it's really soft.
It's, yeah, it knits up really nice.
Super
too.
Cheap too.
It's like Caron minus the shiny and softer.
Softer.
Yeah.
So,
but it has that same kind of weight to it almost.
Yeah, it does. So I like that, and I'm working on that, and I'm gonna work on the Skull Isle hat. Okay, what to bring on the plane? The plane.
Ooh, what are you knitting on the plane?
I'm going to Europe.
Remember, you have
on Wednesday.
Take circulars with you.
No, they're allowing now knives on the plane, so I'm good. But I'm anyways gonna
double
take
check it. Because I've heard people go, "You can let knives on, but I can't bring my straights."
No, they're fine with knitting needles, but I'm gonna anyways bring the Knit Picks, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're circulars. But I'm going to Europe next week, Wednesday, for a couple of weeks till the 30th of the month.
Yeah.
And the next episode we will
not an Eve.
attempt to do that over the ocean somehow with headphones, and the sound quality
and magic
might suck.
And fairiness.
Yeah. So we'll see how that's going to go.
We're going to have an international recording,
but
hopefully.
Bring something on the plane.
The plane.
The plane.
The plane.
Ravelry favorites. Favorites.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ravelry favorites.
I have two favorites and a sewing favorite.
Let's see. Two favorites. It says here, pick one.
Don't judge me. You're not the boss of me, like I told my boss the other day.
What did he say? As a matter of fact, I am.
I told Charlotte, I go, although I like to think I'm the boss of everyone, I ain't bossing you. I was talking to, I think, Green Woman.
Yes, on our thread.
Yes, I think she's the one that turned me on to this pattern. It's the Tessellations hat by Tracy St. John's from Tangled. And it's the second best use I've ever seen a granny square.
Tessellations hat. It's a granny square crochet hat.
It's so cute, and it's just like, it looks like different, it's like interlockings, you know, interlocks distant cousin, crochet cousin. It's
she
just,
made that hat.
Yeah. It's super cute. And we were talking about it. I go, it's the second best use of granny squares I've ever seen. And she's like, what's the first? I'm all, granny square blanket. Granny square blanket.
Granny square bag.
Granny square bag. Mm, that's a good third. That's a good third. But I think that's so cute.
Granny squares need to come back. Totally.
But not like the 70s come back. It needs to come back differently.
Come back any way they can. It doesn't matter.
Now, then I was also speaking to, I want to say her name is Tracy from TracyKnits.com. And she posted up her blanket. I was like, what? is for, it helps you use scraps. And I wish it was a better picture.
Oh,
it's,
that bling.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
the
Afghan what to do
right.
with leftovers.
We talked about that in the forum.
Yes, and I love it. And she was like, oh, well, you've probably seen the one on LiveRamp that's similar. I'm like yours better.
Right.
Like yours so much better. It's so cute. And I plan once I get around to finishing my granny square blanket to doing this one. Because I have more than enough yarn to do that too. And my sewing favorite, which is not a Ravelry favorite, it was a Pinterest favorite, is the grab bags by all that it's on allpeoplequilt.com. Such cute. I've seen those little bags before.
Cute.
Some people call them origami bags, where it's
right.
a little hobo
cute.
Shape. It's like a hobo shaped bag, but one strap is shorter than the other, and you pull the long strap through the short strap, and that way you can like put it on your wrist and knit, or just hold it by that one long strap, and it's closed, and it's really cute. And it does well with all different types of patterns, like big patterns and traveling patterns and little patterns.
It's a cute one. What do you use that for?
Whatever. You can put knitting in it. Like I said, for those who listen, you can put your knitting in it, put it on your wrist, and walk and knit. I don't have those skills. I'll try.
I knit at the DMV once.
I know. Your scarf.
Right. The cow.
The cow one. But I might make...
And I massively cut in line. There was a line that went around the building, and there was an opening where the people had to walk through inside, like, 10 people away from the counter.
And you
and I, yeah, but I didn't. And normally they had a security guy there, and he must have been in the bathroom or something. So I go, I'm like, oh, here's where the line ends. And I'm just standing in line, and I'm knitting away, you know. And I get fairly up to the front. I turn around, and I see what's going on because he's shooing away other people. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel so horrible. I cut
the
line.
But not so bad that you got up in
Not so bad that I went back and stood for another 3 hours there. And then afterwards, I found out that I could have just gone to AAA and get my stickers renewed or something.
You didn't
know that? Not at that point.
Oh, yeah. If you have your, when you get your registration, you just scan it and it just...
I know. It was so bad. I was like, and I felt really bad. But
this
then,
is good for like this holding your project.
That's true. That would have been good at that time. That's
cute. Or just in general.
Back.
Like if you have little girls, that's good to put stuff in hanging on the doorknob.
It's
just
right.
cute.
It's
just a cute bag. I plan to make a couple. I think Charlotte wants the material that I originally bought to make your bag with. She saw it. She's like, I like that material.
I want to see that material because I might claim it back from her.
I love how y'all claiming shit that I spent money on.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that material, I got that from Michaels, and for those that live in LA, if you buy material from Michaels and you have a blog,
Michaels has materials.
Michael Levine.
Never.
If you buy
Michaels, because Michaels is.
I'm sorry, I haven't been there in so long,
right.
Like it's off my radar. I'm sorry, but if you go to Michael Levine's, whatever, they have. They now have a blog.
Oh, right.
So if you have a blog and you use material to make something and you blog about it, they're like, email me. We'd love to talk about you.
Right.
And you can send it. They'll talk about you on their phone. So you know I'm all over that shit.
Of course you are.
So I'm going to put this. I got this material there. I got that material there. I'm not sure if I got that at Joann's. I think I might have got that at Walmart, actually.
I can't. Walmart material?
I can't remember.
Michael Levine?
How cute is it?
It is cute.
I bought the material that I thought would fit you the
most. That is absolutely
most.
Cute. I love it.
Because I just couldn't, like, every time you say you love Amy Butler, I'm like...
I love Amy Butler.
I can't even imagine
I
what material you would
other
pick from
other than
her.
The one with the white background, I love Amy
See, the
Amy
crazy qualifications.
I don't like anything with white background. I don't like websites with white background. I don't like materials with white background.
You got things against white
I
people?
I like paper with white background.
You like white people with
I
white
hate
background.
Hate myself.
I'm feeling a self-hatred going
no,
on.
No. I'm pink. I'm not white. That's off. That is not white. This paper is white.
You're kind of fair though. I ain't gonna judge you though.
Yeah, but it's still not white.
I'm chocolate.
I'm eggshell.
I was gonna say my winter color is caramel and my summer color is chocolate.
That is eggshell all year round.
Chocolatey goodness.
All right, so my Ravelry favorite this week is the Owlie socks. Owlie socks that somebody finished, and I don't remember. Oh, Allison 1031. She's the one who has the Hollywood Knitter podcast,
mm-hmm.
and she just finished those, and they look so cute. I'm going to make those for my Cal-Cal. So I have the socks. I've decided on the socks for the Cal-Cal.
Sometimes it sounds like we're doing a Cal-Cal.
A Cal-Cal. Cal-Cal. Meow. So that's my favorite.
Did you just meow at me?
I just say moo, mew, whatever. And I bought a whole bunch of, no, I did not buy a whole bunch. I bought a couple of cascades for my level one masters, so that was
yeah, you ordered
big
from web.com, the black person.
I did too.
Remember I said, I was like, no, it's going to come loose.
What are you doing? I'm breaking my shit.
But I saw that when I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're like, I'm waiting for my web's order. And I remember looking at the screen going,
I
bitch,
ordered.
What?
Well, webs. There's not, you're not saving any shipping.
Still,
if you,
they carry a Malabrigo Rios.
And
that posh.
I just ordered 2 bottles of casket to get my master's shit done already.
I bought so much fabric. I'll show you what I bought. But
so
I bought,
you bought fabric galore?
I went fabric crazy. So I bought fabric, a sewing machine.
This one's not quite as... Watch this one be... It's like... This one's like $339 regular price, and I'm getting it through Amazon for $169.
Nice.
And watch it live a lot longer than the brothers.
I want the link to that, right?
Yes, I will send that to you.
Okay.
It's cute too. It's gotten really high ratings. But like everything else, there's some people that are like, the bobbin and da da da, thinking probably the wrong
you know what
bobbin in it.
You know what the thing is? When you start reading reviews of products,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes was ready to buy something, then I read the reviews, and then I start doubting it, you know, and it's just so stupid, like when I bought my iron, right? Just a plain old iron. I don't know even what it cost, 30,
ass.
40 bucks or something. And I was like, oh, yeah, I finally decided I want that one. And then I read, oh, the plastic thing where you pour in the water, it breaks off really easy, you know? I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't buy it. I bought it. I've had this iron for so many years now. It's just fine. It's if
you know,
rip it up or if you actually iron with it, you know, and use it, that also makes it go bad.
Yeah, yeah, right? Right? People complain about the one I ordered. They had problems with the tension and problems with the bobbin, but you know what though? If you use a lot of machines are very sensitive
to the bobbins,
the right bobbin.
Right.
This one is very sensitive to using the right bobbin. And you know what? You have to realize too, some people just simply don't take care of their shit.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And this one thing is like, I was really concerned because the old machines, I don't know if you're familiar, but like the old machines, the plate where the bobbins under used to be metal.
Right.
Like you had to hope you still had thread on there and you
right,
could
right.
sewn away no opener because you couldn't see it. And someone was like, you know, I was very concerned about it being plastic because I didn't think it was going to be durable. What the fuck are you doing to the bobbin? Like how, I mean, I go in and out of my bobbin case all the time. Fucking open it, put the bobbin in, put the case back on top of it. What are you doing? She's like, oh, but it seems to be okay. I'm like, as it should be. What
and
are you doing?
And as the sewing machines in the last 15 years have all been made out of plastic.
Yeah, this
hello,
thing
welcome
is,
to the 21st century.
Yeah,
you know?
This thing, I've had, this has to be at least minimum 10 years.
Right.
I've had this, because I got this fairly soon after I got out of college. Hi, sweetheart. And it's, like I said, minus the reverse. It's a Kenmore, and it's fine. What? Come here.
Bailey wants attention.
But I also bought an order from Knit Picks. Didn't mommy get Knit Picks?
What did you buy from Knit Picks?
I mean, ooh. He's like, what did you buy? It's a plastic. I need to sniff it. I bought the Billow.
Oh, the Billow. Yes,
it
that's a new Knit Picks yarn.
Cotton
it's called
bulky yarn.
Billow, B-I-L-L-O-W.
It is.
And they are having a contest going on, which I think already stopped, finished.
No, it's this whole month.
Oh.
It's March. It's for
March. Okay. So you show them and you can win some stuff, but
yes.
It's a really cool
Touches.
Yarn.
Is that not the softest
God,
cotton
so
ever?
And that's my color, Ash.
Uh-huh. Touching it and handing it back.
See, it would fit totally into that
yes,
new
but it
bag.
Fits, it matches the color of my new bag better.
Wait, I'm gonna put it in my bag just to see
test.
If it fits. Yes, it totally
lip.
Fits in. Okay, let me see the other color.
I got ash and chocolate.
Chocolate is nice. Why are you touching my bag?
Well, technically, A, it's still mine because it's still in my house.
You gave it to me already. Oh.
Wow, it does totally fit in here. Like, you could fit a third one in here without
you
a problem.
You could fit 4 of those in there. Let's see.
I mean, really, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it. Like an idiot. Is this not the softest?
That is amazing, that yarn. I think I might have to order some and do something with it. How many yards per?
120.
120 yards. Bulky weight, 100% cotton. It's amazingly
yeah,
soft.
For
ridiculous.
It is ridiculously soft. So yeah, I
wow.
got chocolate and ash. I'm gonna make the starving artist out of it. Out of
what is the starving artist?
It's a Laura Litterman hat.
Okay.
And
I'm gonna make that probably with the chocolate, and then I'm gonna try to find another hat to with cables to make with the ash. Because I realize all I have like when it's cold and I have on brown, I can't wear this hat, and it makes me sad because it's gray.
I have dedicated the whole drawer to my hats. I now have.
I like having
hats.
A lot of hats. It's fine.
I need to up on my shawls because I have zero shawls, zero knitter with zero shawls.
Yeah, you need to get on that.
Hello, you know.
But I want more hats, and I think this would be a fun summer night hat because it's cotton and it won't be all hot and shit like my alpaca hat.
What else did you purchase?
Oh, I bought some. There's this one site on Etsy that I really like. Blanket.
She did not buy a blanket. She's telling the dog to go sit on his blanket,
yes.
Just as a side note.
So
I love my little voiceovers here.
I love my blanket. I love my little... my spinning bag that I haven't dropped spindle in forever, but I put all the pins
the
that
buttons.
I buy, buttons, and I bought a couple of new ones. I have one that says, hips to please, one that says, only you can prevent Times New Roman, because I hate Times New Roman, the font. you know how they say life?
Why do you hate Times New Roman?
It takes up so much space.
Okay. What do you use?
Like
Ariel? Ariel
is a better girl, but I like Ariel.
Ariel is wider than Times New Roman.
And I like Ariel Merrill too, so stop judging.
I love Wingdings.
I love Wingdings too.
Read that line word.
This one, you know how they say art imitates life?
Right.
So it has a little blue box that says life, and a little blue box that says art. And life says, stop copying me. And art says, stop copying me. And then there's a piece of shit, and he's holding a list, and then three little pieces of shit, and the big piece of shit says, congratulations, you all made my list. Get it, shit list?
You have to be there for that one.
No, look, it's adorable. You know shit list, right?
Right.
So all the little shits are happy that they're on the list.
All right.
Yay. It's awesome. What are you talking about? And I wear it to work, too. And I point to it, and I'm like... I have a couple other pins on here, too. Like, I have one that says, just sitting here on the corner of awesome and bomb diggity.
Bomb diggity. How do you even spell bomb diggity?
B-O-M-B-D-I-G-G-I-T-Y. Diggity. Bomb
diggity.
Diggity.
Okay.
I bought that one for Charlotte, too. And then I bought this one that I love. I go, you laugh because I'm different. I laugh because you're all the same.
Nice. I like that one.
That's my favorite. But I do love the hipster please. Because hipsters are
please.
Like, ugh.
Hipsters, so you can't move to Portland ever because it's filled with hippies.
Hipsters and hippies. Well, hipsters are
but that's okay
from
to all the people in Portland who are listening. Our apologies, we've never really been to Portland. It's just the
I
impression
don't have a problem
we get.
With hippies. I have a problem with hipsters.
Define the difference.
Huge difference. Hipsters are like, I don't want to say what I call them when I'm not recording. But they're like, we're so cool because we have our hats on and our skinny jeans and our oversized glasses that I don't need. Ha ha ha. Let's go hang out with, you know, you see these guys, they're like in their skinny pants and their little hats and they have their oversized glasses with no lenses in them. They're just the frames, you know.
I've never seen anybody.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, hipsters. Go
yeah,
away.
See, I hardly get out of work where I have people that wear dress shorts. With sandals and
oy.
Long black socks.
Oy vey. Oh, gosh.
And I have made the... I was talking to somebody else again at work because we have the super smart people there, right?
Right.
There's a direct inverse... it's not a direct. It's an inverse
correlation yeah.
between how smart they are with science and technical stuff versus first thing that goes is any sense of fashion because the people that run around there is like, I'm glad you can fly a rocket, but you cannot
you never
dress
me.
Yourself. And the second thing that follows right after the is the social skills.
Yeah.
Holy crap, some of these people are.
It's so true.
Wow. Socially
so
inept.
Like, did you get dressed in the dark and not touch anything that went on your body?
There is one person who works there who's very, very, very high up in the company where you can totally tell when the wife is out of time.
Because he falls apart.
Green tie, brown jacket, blue shirt, you know.
Pink sock, red sock.
I don't have the red socks, but it's all, it's totally, it's all business colors, you know. It's dark green and brown.
But they're all together.
It's all together, they'll fit, you know. It's like, okay, your wife won't travel again.
Oh, no, the biggest one you see in my job, and I think it's kind of a cultural thing in some respects, is you see the open-toed sandals with pantyhose that have a control top and the control toes.
That's so painful.
See it a lot because it's that old school Japanese being conservative.
Open toe shoes with pantyhose.
If you feel the need to wear pantyhose with your open toe shoes, you have to wear the sheer toe, which is not okay, but it's better than the control toe. Reinforced toe.
That is painful.
You see it so much at my job all the time. It's these little old Japanese ladies that are just trying to, keep it hot and just totally skip their work.
Can you send out a secret memo? I always want to make, I have been dreaming about this for years, is going around work and making a company fashion book, I'm so, it's so politically incorrect, and
girl.
It might get me fired, but I would just so love to do that.
It's really bad at my job. You see that a lot. You see, it's just funny how, because they're very, you can tell they weren't born here, and they still carry that over, pantyhose, or, that means you're a lady,
right.
Blah, 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 and they're still rocking the pantyhose. I'm like, you are worse.
My grandmother used to wear the pantyhose with
my
the open-toed
shoes,
but that was in the 19 whatever, 70s.
Was it okay to do it then?
It was okay,
yeah,
because post World War II generation,
it's the same women,
growing up in the whatever 40s, 50s, you have carried that with you all your life, but
these
not anymore.
These are some of the same women that are still working, that are still rocking. They're like, they're wearing their sandals and it's 90 degrees outside and they have all
the
skirt
and anonymous like email blast.
No, because they would be like, that's not ladylike. It would flip them out to not do it.
Can you at least get rid of the control toe?
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. Get rid of the reinforced toe. Let's rock some sheer toes. And I understand they don't last as long, but I can't look at your feet. And it disturbs me you have on pantyhose. Why do you have on pantyhose and pants? Like, that gets me too. I'm like, you have on pants, pantyhose.
Because it gets cold in the winter, but we're in Southern California, so it really doesn't. So there
How
is no reason.
How many years have I gone without wearing pantyhose? All they do is call static electricity. I hate pantyhose.
All right.
I hate pantyhose.
Anyways,
sorry.
Did you purchase anything else?
Didn't I buy enough?
Yeah, I think you did.
Did you stop me from buying that mug, too?
Oh, thank God you didn't buy it.
It's
so
cute.
Glad. It's cute, but it's not that cute anymore after 10 minutes.
No, it still cutes me.
And
I still might buy it. I really like it.
$25 plus shipping, $35.
No, it was $25 total.
Okay, well,
now you're just making shit up. It was $25 total.
She wants to spend $25 on a mug.
I don't buy clothes. I did buy clothes this weekend. Or last week.
I don't buy fabric. I don't buy yarn.
I don't buy clothes. Like, how often do you see me in the same shit all the time? It's rare that I buy clothes.
But why would you want to buy a mug for $25?
Because I like it.
Pains me.
But I'm not
in
paying
a mug.
But I'm not paying $300 for a pair of shoes like my friends do.
Right, but that's not right either, in my opinion.
Well,
you know,
this is more right than that. At least I'll use that. I will go buy a pair of high heel shoes and get up and put on Adidas tomorrow. Like, how often do I get to wear my shoes?
All right.
But it's okay for me to spend $30 on fabric that I may never get around to.
Yes.
See, your priorities are just as fucked up as mine.
All right. Moving on, you spend your money on what you want.
That's
Don't
right.
Come crying to me when you're out of money.
Have I ever?
No.
All right, then.
Kudos to you.
Huh?
That's what I hate, is the people who buy all the shit and then they come, I don't have money and I can't afford anything, and the economy and Obama and this, and then everybody else is
I'm
fault
broke,
because
it's my
they're
fault.
Broke, but yet they spend like shit on everything. It irritates the hell out of them.
I know whose fault it is, and it's mine, and I deal with
right.
it. You know?
And the other thing is, you work hard for your money. Anybody works, who works hard for their money, can spend.
Money.
You work for your money. You put in your time.
I show up.
Appearance for your money. You get that money. You can do whatever you want. Whatever your priorities. You
I
know?
Tell my boss.
Just don't come crying to me afterwards.
I take responsibility for my shit.
And I'm not talking about you. I have a friend who irritates the shit out of me.
I have
who
a friend
has
too.
To have every designer thing out there, but then she's like, oh, you're so lucky you get to go to Europe. I'm like, maybe if I don't buy the $300 pair of jeans, maybe I can go to Europe,
No, I have two friends. One I'm not friends with because I did have a problem with this, but she had a BMW that she didn't need to get a new car, and she bought a Lexus. She bought a second flat screen TV. She lost her, her roommate situation. Her boyfriend had moved out, so now she's paying her mortgage by herself. And then she complains to me that she's broke. I'm like, I can tell you four good reasons on why you're broke.
Right.
That fucking big ass flat screen you didn't need in your bedroom, because you had a big ass flat screen that works just fine in your living room, so you gotta walk to another room. It's not like she didn't have a TV in that room. You didn't have to buy a Lexus, you know? It's just like...
It irritates
me. I mean, it's one thing for me to spend $30, $40 on material. I'm not dropping in. At the time, she paid like $1,300 for a TV. Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Even if she spends $1,300 for TV, or what's even more, what I completely cannot wrap my mind around is if you spend like $800 for a pair of basketball tickets because you want to sit in the front row, you know?
I
don't get it, but
that
if
totally
you
get.
If it's your money, you worked for it, by all means, if that is your priority, I have different priorities. Don't judge me. I won't judge you. But don't come fucking crying to me that you can't pay your rent or
you can't pay your
food, or you have to starve, but you had to have $800 seats to a basketball game.
I totally understand, you know, paying that kind of money for a basketball game. But I'm only going to do that when I have that $800 sitting around and I can make sure my life is still on.
You know, I mean, it's
I'm not going to do it and be like,
if you can afford it, by all means.
If I can fucking eat next week, I'm not going to do it like that. I'm not spending
money on it. And even if you don't eat 4 months because you had to have those tickets, that's fine. That's
your
priority.
Yeah.
If you can handle it, all good. Just don't come crying and I don't want to hear. I do not want to hear it.
I will always be the one I'm like, I can't eat this week. Man, that game was good and it was totally worth it.
And that's fine, you know. But
I'm okay.
Anyways, moving on. I'm on a pedestal again here. Are you reading anything?
I'm not reading, but as my notes, which you can't see, I go, trying to get my shit together so I can have more time for reading. I gotta get my shit together.
You did fine with sewing.
You're okay with me sewing?
You don't have to read. I'm just reading school books right now because I'm taking a couple of classes,
okay.
So that's nothing exciting.
I had the sewing bag, so I'm fierce. Like, my knitting, I kept looking at. I left it out so I could see it, and I still was like, oh, gosh. I was like, making, it's like socks. It's like, oh, I gotta make another one when I'm done with this. I'll make a fucking sew bag.
Love it. I'm jealous. When I'm back from Europe, then I'll get into sewing because I have a pile of shit. And I have fabric piled up as well because I did go to Michael Levine recently, you know, 3 weeks ago or so. And there's fabric at home. It's waiting.
Oh, I organized mine too, so it's all exciting.
Mine is a big old pile of shit.
I might start the starving artist today, though, after I finish that last bag.
Okay,
I know.
So let's go on.
That project just needs to be patient.
Would you rather?
Yes.
And Yarn Geek Fiber. So for everybody, we have for our new Would You Rather game, which I absolutely enjoy, but nobody else seems to be.
I think it's awesome.
I think it's cool. But Yarn Geek Fiber posted in our forum, in our Would You Rather thread, and her question is, would you rather knit or crochet a project, but have to stop every row and get up and do something else,
or
be able to knit or crochet for hours at a time, but with dogs or children constantly bumping into your arms and flipping your elbows up. She says, trust me, that's my life, both of them. Well, no children, but you get the picture.
I'm going to go with knit a row, do something. Knit a row, do something, because I'm like that anyway.
Yeah, I have exactly, you know, that. I do that anyways, you know, especially if it's like a long row, you know.
I'm like, oh, I need to go get something to drink.
I'm like,
I need a bowl of cereal. That's for me.
Hyper to ever sit down. And no, I would drive. I would go nuts with dogs and children constantly bumping into me. Oh,
God, I'll put this in there, and I did. But yeah, that would be amazing. But apparently, she's having I read your person of the month.
Oh, Kenobi!
Hold on, I read your person of the month, and I was like, oh, it's the dog. And I'm like, I'll say something about Bailey. Like, Bailey's new thing is like, when I'm eating, he gets up on the sofa and smells my lips. He like gets right and he's like, it smells like, no.
The foster cat that we have, she has to be on your lap at all times. The moment you sit down and you try to eat with that, you know.
Oh yeah, I was writing and he was on my lap licking the desk, and I'm like trying to ride around. But Kenobi wins for
person of the month. Kenobi the dog, who is living with Yarn Geek Fibers for now, till he has time and place to move into my house. He set her house on fire. What a dog. He built a nest with sticks in the bathtub. This time around, he set the house on fire.
How did he set the house on fire?
He found she was cleaning out something, and somehow an old cell phone battery slipped underneath somewhere, and he found it and started chewing on it. And somehow the chemicals that were in the battery mixed up and started smoldering. So she wakes up and has all the smoke around in her bedroom. She's like, oh,
is
my God.
Is he okay?
It's the furnace. Yeah, of course he's okay. He's happy as a clam. Nothing ever happens to him. You know? It's like everything else blows up around
him. He's like, I don't understand what's going on.
So she goes around the house. She's like, oh, my God, the furnace. You know, the house is burning on fire, whatever. Goes around, nothing, just in the bedroom. So she finds it under the bed. Thank God he started chewing on it early in the morning, because otherwise she would have been in the burning room, you know?
Oh, my God.
Or smoldering room. So she looks. There's a big old... She has pictures on our thread. There's a big old hole, burn hole in the carpet. So they have to rip out all the carpet. They discovered nice wooden floors underneath,
that's how
you
you
know?
Knew it.
So she gets... Good thing is she gets a whole new
bedroom. No, for free.
Way to go, Kenobi.
Good job, Kenobi.
Good boy,
Kenobi.
Good
boy.
Good boy.
Hi, Kenobi. You're such a good boy.
It's awesome.
You gave your mommy free wood floors.
Right. So,
oh
my would you rather to you
yes,
this
shoot.
Week is...
Wait. My answer is The Rock.
No, it's not one of those. It's actually one that's yarn related.
My answer is The Rock.
You are... In a room, mm-hmm. in the world's most awesome craft room. Let's say you're in Martha Stewart's craft room.
Word.
Full access.
Word.
You're locked in there for 12 hours,
okay.
right? You can go to the bathroom. And
do
you,
I sell that?
They'll bring you drinks and food and all that stuff. You're taken care of in that respect.
So root beer and craft shit. Let's do
you
this.
got the world's greatest craft room. Anything you want. 12 hours all to yourself.
Yes.
The only thing is there's a radio playing. And it's playing louder than your sewing machine, so it's not like some soft background
yes,
thing. The radio
is
overpowering your sewing machine, so don't go to the sewing route. You can sew, but you'll still hear the music. And you only have three stations, and you can only pick one.
Okay.
One is... oh, shit.
No, I need to know, because this is going to make or break this sewing.
Michael Bolton.
Oh, fuck.
Yanni.
Okay.
Or John Tesh.
I don't know who John Tesh is.
John Tesh is...
Is he like a Michael Bublé kind of guy?
He used to be a news anchor.
Oh, God.
And then he became a musician. He plays all this elevator music, basically.
Oh, God.
Michael Bolton, Yanni, or John Tesh.
I vaguely remember John Tesh now. Oh, God.
yeah, married to Connie Sullivan.
What was that again?
Michael Bolton, Yanni, or John Tesh. Martha Stewart's craft room all to yourself, except you have to listen to this.
I'm going to go with...
She's covering her eyes.
I'm going to go with Michael Bolton, not just because you sent me that Lonely Island video,
oh,
which
God,
was
that's
hilarious.
So funny.
Oh, that shit was hilarious. But I can stand him, especially since he cut his hair. And I know some of his songs.
You don't have to watch him. You just hear him.
No, but I like him. He seems really funny and down to earth. But I do know some of his songs. He does do covers of songs that I like. So I can stand. I'm like, oh, this is fucked up. I'm going to sing along. So,
you know, I actually looked him up because I was totally researching Michael Bolton this week. Because
of that damn video.
Somebody sent me that video from
Lonely
Island,
Island,
which is Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I love
with Michael Bolton in it.
I'm on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on a boat. Everybody
and it
look
was
at me.
So funny that I actually looked. Michael Bolton used to be in a heavy metal band or something, you know?
I had no respect for him until he cut his hair, and I was like, ooh.
Yes, exactly.
He looks so hot with his haircut.
He doesn't look hot, but he looks
not
that greasy.
It was just too long and curly for a guy and blonde. I think that was a problem.
Yeah,
I
know.
Too.
It was just so not attractive.
He looks like a man.
He looks pretty good in that video, you
yeah,
know.
He looks
and he's dressed up as Scarface. He looks pretty good.
With a mouth of cocaine.
Right.
He's like, yeah.
We will link to that video.
We're
going to
link to that one and on the boat.
Superheroes. We did that before. But
we did we do Jizz in My Pants?
Yeah.
That's another favorite. Jizz
in
my
pants.
Pants. Jizz in my pants. Jizz in my pants. That's a killer.
Justin Timberlake.
I know. Mopping in the back of the store. I love Justin Timberlake. He is so cool and doesn't have a problem making fun of himself and being silly.
Hulu currently, I don't know if you have a Hulu account.
No.
Hulu has, right, it's free. You know? They have right now a best of Justin Timberlake, all the sketches of him on Saturday Night Live. It's very funny.
Digging a box. Digging a box, and when he's a cup of noodle soup, he's like wrapping in a giant cup of noodle costume.
You know that Dick in a Box has a follow up, right?
Yeah. Oh,
the one with the mothers. Mother
yes.
Day. Let's just not go there right now, but I'll link to some
of those.
The problem
with Dick
in
a Box is it's catchy. There's a dick in a box. Like, you can sing along with it.
The whole concept, for those people who haven't seen it, of the song is that these two guys who are. Can't even explain how they're dressed.
They have like mullet hair going
right,
on.
Mullet
and
lovely
they have
jewelry.
On suits, like very
polyester suits.
But they're very Miami Vice looking.
Right. And they
have a present, like a box present.
They just
right,
think that
junk level.
That like a diamond or something is just so boring, and women just don't even want flower anymore. So they give the girlfriend the gift of.
A dick in a box. And so they walk up to
him
and they hand the box to him. When you open it, it's like, you know, the classic cutout in the box, and there's the penis. And they make it seem so classic. A dick in a box.
All these songs that they're, it's just funny. It's Lonely Island.
Yeah. Excuse all our language, but those
yes,
are some of my favorite
funny.
Videos. Jizz in my pants, dick in the box. Jizz
in my
pants.
I
that
love
so
Andy's
well.
Andy Samberg.
Oh,
he's so awesome.
Shout out to General Disarray.
Hello.
From Portland.
From Jane and Chan Knit
Funny.
Funny.
I gotta respond to your email. So funny. I do. I love them so much. I wish it, if you guys ever, either one of you guys together, singly come down to Los Angeles, you are more than welcome to stay in my guest room. This is an official invite for you to come and hang out with me and Bailey, because you guys
and record with us.
And record with
us. That would be fun.
Be forewarned, though, the dog is Kissy. He's a lover. He wants to give me mm-hmm. like, hey, stranger, I'm going to lick your pants. You know? But yeah, I love them. Straight hot shout out to them. Shout out.
Yay.
I love how we went from dick in a box to, hey!
By the way.
By the way. How are you?
Okay, do we have any other would you rather, or are we done with that?
What would you rather do? Who would, what
oh, God,
would
I don't,
do?
I cannot make my, it's all so horrible.
You would, I would be naked in Martha Stewart, singing Michael Bolton, tell me how.
I guess I would also go with Michael Bolton. It would surely not be John Tesh and Yanni.
I
think
Yanni
I would
like
kill
minutes.
Myself after like half an hour. So I think Michael Bolton.
If
yeah.
Yanni was your only option. And you got to spend...
Oh, you either get to spend 12 hours in the craft
unlimited
room.
Unlimited hours in Martha Stewart's craft room. You
but you have to listen to Yanni or... And no re-entry?
No, you can come and go, visit whenever you want. You can,
oh, well, that's too easy because I just go in for an hour and I'll handle it and I come get my
handle
brain.
Yanni for an hour?
Okay, half an hour. Then I go take a break and then come back. No, one time only, one weekend pass. You can spend a weekend in Martha's craft room.
And
Yanni's
the only option?
Yanni is
I'm
there.
I'm craft like a crazy person. Like root beer. I mean,
yeah,
I might come out a little crazy, but like...
You do have to take Martha's craft room. I mean, you have to.
You
just...
have to. How could you... Have you seen, like...
Yeah, it's crazy.
I go to her website.
It's not a craft room. It's the whole
craft
outhouse.
Yeah.
Where she's got this whole upper floor in her house.
It's an anti-house to her house.
In one of her houses, it's the whole attic, you know? I don't know.
It is true. I've seen, and everything has its place. Like,
and you know what's the worst? She can write off all that shit from taxes.
That's
her business, you know?
That's fucked up.
We need to get into that yarn business somehow.
That's totally fucked up. I like for organizing tips, she's like, take a picture, a silhouette of your tools and paste it down to the bottom of your drawer. That way you know exactly. So there's like a picture, like a silhouette of scissors and then the scissors on top of it. There's a silhouette
like,
of a wrench. And
the time
Martha Stewart's
that.
Minions have the time
the
to
minions,
do it.
Right? I want minions.
I need minions.
I could
sexy
just...
minions. Very
sexy. What is it?
Barely
dressed minions.
Yes. Monkey.
Anyways.
Is it time to be done, apparently?
We're almost
come on,
done.
There you go. Come on. There you go. Say hi, Auntie.
I have a pet peeve of the week. Okay, it's not really a pet peeve. I just... My pet peeve of the week is I don't own Ravelry. Oh my God, I would love to own Ravelry.
I love your outrage. You're like, I don't own part of Ravelry.
I don't own Ravelry. At least I should get paid for all my time on there, you know?
You've invested a ton of time on Ravelry.
Oh, No, congratulations to Ravelry.
3 million
members. The only thing that bothered me, if you have gone to the Ravelry website and seen that video, quite funny.
No,
where's
Bob? There's no Bob.
Where is Bob in the video?
But we love Bob.
We love Bob. We
love
Bailey
Bob.
And we love Kenobi. And we love all
the
other
characters
out there.
I go, you would like Bob. You would like Bob. He would be. I go, Bob naps a lot, huh? You nap a lot. You guys could nap together. He's looking at me like, uh-huh.
Whatever. What did you eat? Let me smell.
Can I smell my lips?
All right. I think we're done. We made it under an hour. 2 seconds.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Go. Under an hour. Where's the music?
And an hour.
Music.
No. 1 minute.
Music. Can't find the music. Here it is.
We're over an hour.
Where's the music? Oh, I turned it down.
Are we over an hour? Yep.
And not even 1 minute in. It counts as the end the moment we turn on the music.
Come on, baby. Okay.
This is good music.
Really?
I like it. Okay, not anymore.
See?
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Lily.